This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday.
Hope everybody
Happy Tuesday
had
a, to you, too.
Thank you so very much. Hope everybody had a great, long holiday weekend.
We sure did.
Thank you for telling me. Wonderful. My mom said she was listening to some of the podcasts, so there's no third-party audio on there. And I guess when we were doing the Taylor Swift song, sounds like I'm too sexy for my shirt. Like, she goes, Hooman was killing her. I guess he said that the line, I'm too sexy for my shirt, like seven times in a row. Mm-hmm. She goes, it's so funny because you can't hear the music. It just sounds like he's randomly doing this thing in the background.
Wow, it's funny.
Yeah. You're funny, Hooman. You're amazing. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. You can watch the show. Good morning. Every day we stream it live and then loop it all throughout the afternoon. And we got a guy, Vaughn, who puts the whole show together with the little HD cameras in here. Go to radioalice.com/watch. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area jobs, equal opportunity employer. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get two premium pillows and two Go Anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com. Congratulations to Serena Williams. She gave birth to a baby girl on Friday. I don't see a name here. Did you hear a name, Yuzi?
I think I did.
This is the first child for Serena and her fiancé, Alex Ohanian, who co-founded Reddit, which we've all spent plenty of time on. According to this, no other details yet. Before her match at the U.S. Open on Friday, Venus was asked how she felt about becoming an aunt. She said she was super excited. Words can't describe. But that was not where her head was at after she won the match. She told reporters, I'm definitely available to answer questions about tennis. That's all right now. Beyonce posted congratulations to Serena on Instagram, even though she was busy turning 36 this weekend.
Oh, Beyonce right. was.
Mm-hmm. In other baby news, Prince William and Kate Middleton are expecting their third child. This felt out of nowhere over the weekend.
Yeah.
They already have a four-year-old son named George. And all that kid, this Charlotte, is 2 years old already. I feel like they just had that baby. So they've got a four-year-old, a two-year-old, and another one on the way. Prince Harry said he's very, very happy for them. Very, very happy for them. Even though that's one more person he'll have to knock off to get in line for the throne. Although, don't they say that he suffers from all kinds of stress, you know?
Harry?
He was in therapy and was talking about, a lot of it stems from his mom passing at such a young age, but that, you know, there's so much pressure on them to be a certain way because they're in the royal family, and there was some big story about him and all the stress and therapy that he's gone through.
Huh.
But he's now...
I thought he seemed more adjusted to it than that. By the looks of it, it seems like he's just having the time of his life.
Yeah, it did seem like he had
the naked guy in Vegas.
He is the naked guy. And the guy who wore a Nazi costume to a Halloween party one year. The pressure has gotten to him, Vinny. It's very difficult to be a royal. I think he's sixth in line for the throne after this baby comes. Right? It's his dad, then his brother, then his...
Shine it on, dude. Don't even worry about the throne. Just have fun.
Yeah. Well, that's not, you know, there's a certain amount of decorum that comes with being in the royal family. They've announced it, and it's early on, but because she's having to cancel stuff, just like she did. I'm not sure if she had this with both, but she definitely had it with the last one. hyperemesis gravidarum, a form of severe morning sickness. So she was forced to cancel all her engagements, and so they made the announcement. So it wasn't just like she was bailing on some people's stuff where they were hoping to see her.
Prince Harry's girlfriend is super hot.
Yeah, she's Meghan an American actress, right?
American or Canadian?
Oh, I'm not sure.
She says they're very happy and in love.
Oh, I'm sure they are. It's wonderful. It's great.
Don't be jealous.
Are you kind of jealous, Eamon?
No, I'm happy for him. I don't want him to be stressed out with all his money and castles and, you know, Bentleys and
vacations. Hard. Tough to be.
When you were saying he's stressed out, I'm like, about what? What is he stressed out about?
It's the pressure, man.
Of what?
Of being a royal. Of knowing your every move.
Not having the latest Prada suit? Like,
no, he has that. There's no stress.
Zero money problems, like, you know, zero any problems. Dating this
more
super
money,
hot
more
chick.
Problems.
I mean, I was just waiting for Vinny to say it. Like, what is he stressed
it's
out
all
about?
All the expectations that are put on him.
Right. What expectations?
Whom it?
Come
really?
On. Yeah, really.
I feel like he has a lot of pressure.
What's
I
know. Any of us expecting out of Prince Harry? Can we go around the
room? Maybe not us.
All right, let me ask you. What are you stressed about?
Yeah, what are you stressed
you got
out
nothing.
About?
You bite right through those teeth blockers in the middle of the night, stressing on stuff. What's that about?
Well, you know, I think about my mom and her age.
All right,
know.
Well.
That's definitely one.
Well, he lost his mom when he was very young.
Thinks
and
about
had
his
to...
grandma and his grandma.
I mean, I don't want to defend the guy. He sounds like a pussy to me, too. But I'm just saying, you seem to act like people don't stress, and yet, what are you stressing on? You bite through those night guards.
I do. That's right. Yeah. But I mean, you know.
Everybody's got their problems.
Sure. Everybody does have their problems. I'm just, you know.
It's hard to relate. I agree with you.
Each of us are so monumentally different.
Yep. Hey, he may have four lunches a day. You don't know.
Yeah. It's stressful having all that food in front of you.
And there you are juggling two and you're biting through those things at night.
You think you're busy? You should look at Prince Harry's schedule.
Yeah.
Right. Schedule.
He had to get a bigger computer so he could fit everything in the Google Calendar.
Oh. Hard to be the prince.
Probably is. Who knows?
Right.
Guys, I need this on a big screen. I can't fit four lunches on my one day.
No.
I'm going to need more lines after that.
Sure. Drinks.
Movies to watch.
Right. I've got to do all the stuff.
Then this hot chick wants me to do stuff to her.
Oh, I can't do that. She hasn't earned it. Right, Hooman? It's hard. It's stressful.
I guess.
I mean, I'm with you. I'm just saying, you know, we all have our stuff.
Well, it's like, you remember, I can't remember who the first model I heard bitching about being a model was. But I remember thinking, like, maybe it was like Linda Evangelista or so, you know, years ago. You'd hear some model bitching and you're like, what? You're gorgeous. You're paid for standing there. And then, you know, I suppose if you look into it, everybody's got stress and hardship in their life. It's hard to be beautiful. Like the
it's
models.
Hard to be
beautiful.
You know, that girl
Those
I dated.
Those lights are hot.
That was a model. She was so GD, naturally good looking. It was shocking to see she walked into a room and everyone looked at her. And mm-hmm. she would say, nobody knows that, like, there's a standard I'm supposed to keep up that's really kind of a drag. And I would just look, like, in my head, I'm like, oh, bleep you. You know what? The rest of us got a crooked ear, a janky eye, a buck tooth, something wrong with us. And you're walking around all perfect and you're acting like there's pressure there. Oh, bleep you.
Well, people feel different pressures. I mean, I'm sure as a model, you know, there's a time limit and you feel like you do have to.
Whatever.
And your entire.
Give me 5 minutes to look like that.
Your entire self-worth is based on how you look. It's harder as you get older.
Oh.
Someone at 707, he's part of the British military. Maybe not belittle his role in life.
Yeah.
How about Yahoo that? Man.
He might be suffering from PTSD. He was in a battle.
Maybe. And his, also, I keep going back to his mom died, and he was forced to stand in front of the nation and be a big boy.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
behind her casket.
Listen, that was horrendous. Yeah. I'm sure there are pressures we could never understand that come with that job. I'm sure he is stressed out. The poor dear.
He does a lot for the world, really. other countries like his mom did.
Yeah.
Oh, he's banging a Canadian too.
Right?
I mean,
sure.
That is
that's hard. They're ugly.
Very worldly. What?
He does a lot of world peace kind of work.
Right.
I'm kidding, Canadians. It's the people from Maine who are ugly. We all know that. Anyway, congratulations to Prince William and Kate Middleton. They're expecting their third child. She is so beautiful.
Kate Middleton?
Yeah. Every time there's some story about her, I just wind up clicking on images of her. She's just gorgeous.
I always notice the grays in her hair, though. She has grays. Yeah.
And her eyes are getting a little puffy. A lot of pressure. Keep up that beauty. It's hard to be the most beautiful girl in the room.
Listen to us go off.
I know.
Bunch
of
force.
A good day, please. I was looking in the mirror this week and I go, I think it's official. I have hit the wall. I think I got too much sleep this weekend because you couldn't get up and do anything. It was just too hot. My eyes are just like puffed out of my head. Oh, I made my kids watch Peggy Sue Got Married.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we were talking about it last week. It came up because...
Right, but you were like, you will watch this?
No. Well, they didn't want to.
Right.
But you know what happens?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So I watched their stupid movie on Friday night, and they watched my stupid movie on Saturday.
What was your stupid movie?
Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which was fine. It's fine. It's just not nearly as good as the first one.
That's your movie, too, though. You would have watched that without them forcing you in.
Don't tell them.
Oh, my God.
I was fine with watching that. But here's the thing. Here's what I hate about all the choices that we have on TV now, is that we have spent 45 minutes trying to decide on something to watch. And it even becomes like, it just turns into the most unpleasant exchange that we've had all day. Like, everybody has their idea about what they want to watch. And I just, it'd be like, all right, well, now let's go over to Amazon and see, you know, see if there's
too
anything.
Many choices.
There's too many choices.
Oh, it's nice. It's wonderful.
It's not nice and wonderful.
It's a good problem to have. Over the weekend, I got back on Narcos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, that's right. The new season is up.
The new season's up. I only got through a couple episodes. Like,
they threw the whole thing up?
It's all there. Oh. Waiting to just be mowed through.
So who is it about?
It's about the cartel that took over after they got rid of Escobar. Mm. There was a competing cartel at that time. And they, as soon as he went away, they very easily and quickly filled the giant hole that he left behind.
Mm. Are they just as brutal as he was?
Well, no, they're not. And actually, what I've seen so far, and I don't know any of their story in real life, but on Narcos, they're talking about, spoiler alert, a little bit, not much, how they're trying to transfer over into legitimate business from this.
Oh.
So they're trying to negotiate surrender with a small, tiny little sentence. And then and they get to keep all their dough. Billions upon billions of dollars that they can turn legit with. Which is genius if they can pull it. I just don't
know. Launder that money.
Yeah, well, they show that. Actually, that's fascinating. They show the laundering of all this drug money, how they buy these money orders under $10,000 in stacks. They have planes that are just transferring the money. Stacks and stacks where they take it, cash it, run it through another business, all these shell businesses, and then back into cash. It's fascinating. Like, to think that they've figured it out and are just in broad daylight doing this.
Right.
Like, there's a plane that lands. It's one of those old bomber-like planes. And they're on a runway in the middle of nowhere, but it's broad daylight. And it's filled with $1 billion in cash. Like,
It would be bad news if that thing crashed.
Pallets and pallets of cash. And they even tell the story about how these guys had so much money and so much cash, they'd bury it places, and during rainy season, the stuff would wash down river.
Oh,
and there'd be kids collecting money in the river as it's just flowing, literally, down the river.
And they don't even miss. They even forgot they buried it there. Well, what are we going to do with this? Just bury it.
Drug cash.
Oh, man.
And you know where they were making all their money, right?
No, where?
America.
Oh, yeah.
It's all... Right. Of
is it cocaine that they're
your parents
dealing with, or is it heroin?
It's
or
coke.
Okay,
cocaine in the 80s.
Good times. kidding.
Yeah.
You're not kidding.
No, I am.
You liked it.
I did like it, but I, you know, it wasn't, it's not good. Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Canceled a gig in Vegas on Sunday after suffering multiple seizures. He was hospitalized in Chicago. He was found unconscious in his hotel room. This is nothing new. He has struggled with seizures for years. He says he's epileptic and is prone to seizures, but some reports say he still drinks a lot of it. Scissorp.
And that's what it's from.
Right. Yesterday, Wayne's daughter tweeted, "My dad's doing fine, everyone. Thanks for the concerns. Oh, yeah, don't believe everything you hear." They say he was the picture of health. Friday and Saturday he performed, it looks like. Here's a shot of him just, you know, performing. It's hard to know if he's hurting inside. And they're
saying some people do live with seizures. It's not unheard of that it's just something you have to deal with occasionally.
He played a show Friday night in St. Petersburg, Florida. Another one Saturday just outside Chicago in Hammond, Indiana. People who were backstage at each show all said the same thing. Weezy seemed healthy and arrived on time for both gigs. He even performed an extra 10 minutes at the St. Petersburg show.
Ten minutes?
I know. Oh, my God. what's also interesting, according to TMZ, is that they no one says they saw him with the double cup at either performance. But TMZ went back and looked at photos, and he's been doing that all year. It's not like I guess he had said he was taking a break from it. Oh, when his seizures got really bad. Was it early last year?
Well, he told Katie Couric that during that interview he was off the stuff.
Right.
But that's not, that's totally normal for drug addicts to be.
Right. He maintains that his seizures are purely due to epilepsy. TMZ says there's plenty of visual evidence. He's been doing it regularly for months leading up to the latest seizure. Although, you know, he could maybe he's just got really hot tea in there and he needs two cups to. here's a shot of him. You know, they don't say the date on this, but here's a picture of him with the lean cup or whatever that's worth. Congratulations, J.J. Watt. His Houston flood relief fund on youcaring.com has not slowed down one bit. 1 week ago, the goal was $200,000. Over the weekend, he raised the goal again to $20
million. Wow.
It was at about $19.5 million at last check. So he'll probably be raising that again. Michael Strahan is finding out that Hard News is not as forgiving as his gig with Kelly Ripa was. The New York Post is claiming that ABC's upset with him because he didn't cut his vacation short to come home to report on Hurricane Harvey last week. Everybody thought that he would because he's from Houston.
Right.
But he was floating around on a yacht in Greece somewhere and said, no, I'll see you next week.
Why did they think he would leave his vacation?
Because it's the hard news, Vinny, and when the hard news breaks.
A lot of people leave their vacation.
They leave their vacation and come home. So supposedly they asked him to come home and he said no.
Oh, they asked. Well, that's different. I thought they just assumed he'd run for the airport the minute news broke.
No.
That doesn't make sense to me.
I think they asked him to.
And he just said no thanks. I'm rich. I don't need your job.
Yeah, no. I've been waiting for this trip to Greece for a while now.
But do you have it that he's going to be
hosting part of the
headlining, that's not the right word.
You see, is it the 12th they're doing this huge telethon?
I believe it is.
It's coming up here really soon, and
today,
there are three different locations that they're going to be holding that, and he's hosting one of the locations. Mm-hmm. Paul Simon and Edie Brickell donated $1 million to Harvey Relief. Taylor Swift made a sizable donation. They don't say a dollar amount here to the Houston Food Bank. Pink donated $500,000 to the Red Cross. Justin Bieber accepted Kevin Hart's challenge and donated $25,000. And that is your 6 o'clock celebrity trash. Don't forget, Carlos Santana is coming up at 8 o'clock. Just wants to be on the show. He's coming in for a chat.
Look at you.
It's crazy.
Polishing your nails.
Well, it's exciting. I mean, to think he was listening that day and then actually wanted to come on. I'm very excited about it.
Yay.
All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
Burning Man and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. This part of the program is brought to you by Amazon. This week, Florida-Georgia Line. They're coming to Concord on the 15th and Shoreline on the 16th. And we have tickets to one of those shows for Call In 97 on the Fives every hour from 9 to 4. So be listening for your chance to call in and win tickets to the Florida-Georgia Line. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit Amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Go to our station's website. You'll love it. Glad to see you all back here after the weekend's heat wave.
Yeah.
Welcome. Bienvenidos, mis amigos.
Is it going to be any cooler?
What's
yes,
that?
Yes, it is. Gonna
really?
Be cooler.
Took French.
Oh. I'm surprised you, but Bienvenidos is very...
Like on everything?
Yeah.
Welcome, my friends.
Thank you for just answering and not having to belittle Benny. Good of you.
I was just surprised, that's all.
Oh, are you just surprised?
Yeah, I was a little surprised.
Hooman, you're the one that goes, you don't know about that?
Anyway, here's what's happening. That was less than welcoming. That exchange did not
well,
feel like...
thanks for welcoming us, Vinny.
Yes, thank you so much.
I'm like so glad to be at work where it's a little cooler.
Well, the heat wave has broken. It's still warm. It was still 70 when I went out to my car this morning.
Yeah.
So it's still
crazy warm this morning.
Warm this morning. But we'll get back to after today in... It will cool off tonight.
It'll be more normal.
In the 60s, 50s, depending on where you are,
normal
which is
September.
What you want.
Right.
Oh, and after Labor Day weekend, it's all good.
Downhill
summer's
to
over.
Christmas, Vin.
We just party from here on out. The best time of year starts today.
All right. Can't wait for the best time.
You're into it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. So our friends in Houston are continuing to deal with, obviously, a lot of standing water. They're saying it looks like more than 37,000 heavily damaged homes may or may not be salvageable. Some people are returning to their homes to sort of figure it out.
Right. See if they can clean it up.
So we're seeing that happen at the moment, that evacuees have begun returning. Others have moved to government-paid hotels. But they say some spots will be underwater for up to a month.
Wow.
So this won't be ending for them anytime soon as our heat wave breaks and we're all...
Oh, thank God.
For us.
510 says it's 90 in Livermore right now.
Already?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Not
well,
even
tonight,
up.
It's supposed to cool down Livermore. Supposed to. We'll see. I didn't expect, I'd read everything I could about the heat wave. I didn't expect to see 110 plus over the hill.
I didn't either. I looked at your temperatures. I was looking at everyone's temperatures and I was like, oh my God, even Vinny's place.
I know. Crazy. Burning Man.
Yes. Was it hot there too?
It was.
Yeah. Burning.
Some guy killed himself out there.
Oh, really?
Did you hear about this?
No.
He broke through apparently two levels of security. That's what they say. I've never been to Burning Man. I don't know if those are cones.
I thought it was people, security people.
Yeah, but
what
I mean,
does that say about their security when one guy can get through all
these
people?
Well, that's what I mean. If you put up orange cones and call that security, then that's not, you know, that's a cone. The guy broke through two levels of security, according to this, and jumped into the fire. The Burning Man is a huge structure.
Yeah.
I've never been, but I understand it's part of the ritual. It's a big part of this rebirth. I don't know. It's
they just
hippie
like
crap.
Stuff,
it's
right.
just, yeah, I mean, it's
so
really...
He was there. He spent the week, whatever. Maybe he went crazy from the heat, and he just decided
well,
he was jumping
he didn't
in.
Go crazy from the heat. Probably from LSD. The mother of a man who died after plunging into a massive fire at Burning Man Festival says this was his first time.
Mm-hmm.
Authorities say Aaron Joel Mitchell wasn't under the influence of alcohol, but they are going to be testing for other drugs.
It doesn't
he was
seem
41.
Like something
he
just
he,
do.
They say he broke through two layers of security as the giant wooden effigy burned on Saturday. Married dude. So,
that's
I don't
awful.
Know. Yeah, it is awful. And it's that may change the way things are done out there.
There's always something on fire out there. They burn parts of the art every night.
And apparently they do have, I know they have some security, and I know they have some fire presence. I mean, not fire, fire
prevention.
Men,
right.
Yeah, fire
persons.
People.
Yeah.
Who knows what to say? Firefighters are out there on the scene to make sure nothing gets out of hand. So I don't know what to say about that, but
that's awful.
Parties always tend to get whittled down as accidents or trouble happens, though. You know.
I don't think that that's getting any smaller anytime soon.
You don't think that someone will say, you can't just light giant fires like that?
Yeah, I think that they... Doesn't Burning Man now own a bunch of land that they're going to be doing it on? Like, they used to lease it, and I think they just bought it because it's so lucrative.
What is that, Black Rock City?
Something like that.
Nevada?
Yeah. Gerlach, I think, is the closest.
Well, good for them. Mm-hmm. That's the way you do it.
Yeah. I mean, people clamor for those tickets. They sell out in 2 seconds, and unless, authorities...
Well, Dan and Danielle were out. Hot-ass Danielle was out there, right?
Yep.
They sent me a picture of both of them, like, hey. To which I went, you're probably in town, because they never say in advance of coming to town, hey, we're coming, let's go surf. They just say, we're here, where are you?
Yeah.
I don't know, busy?
I don't know, having a life?
But anyway, I wrote them back like, hey, aren't you guys going to Burning Man? And so they've been out there for a week?
Yeah,
I haven't heard back once.
I haven't
once.
Heard anything from her.
I was hoping to say like, hey, they're having a great time, or they went to the orgy tent.
Right.
Nothing.
No.
I still
haven't heard from her.
They posted something about RIP to somebody. I don't know if it's the dude that killed himself, but...
They knew that dude?
No, well, I bet
it's the guy from Steely Dan.
Oh, is it?
Oh.
Yeah, he died.
Walter Becker.
It says, for RAUDY, RIP, my brother, Rowdy, Rudy.
Oh, maybe that is.
Your spirit was with us for the most amazing sunset in the desert.
Mm. Oh.
I don't know.
Sounds like that was the guy.
This was 17 hours ago.
Doesn't sound like the guy's name. Do you remember the...
Yeah, it's right here. Aaron Joel Mitchell. But maybe his nickname was Rudy. I don't know.
Maybe. Or maybe they,
or they
someone
had another
else
friend.
Who
sure.
was with them for the most beautiful sunset.
That Steely Dan story was interesting, though.
Yeah.
You're going to do that coming up?
Yeah. I mean,
I'm trying, big fan?
Trying to get to everything. I like Steely Dan.
Right. Yeah, me too.
I mean, he's one of the names definitely, from Steely Dan.
County employee embezzled stripper's license fees to pay off her husband's Home Depot problem.
He had a Home Depot problem?
Yeah, a lot of guys do.
An addiction?
Yeah.
Like, I got to get this new tool?
Yeah, spent a lot of money at Home Depot. There were a lot of bills. My husband was spending a lot of money at Home Depot. She told her bosses after she'd been caught taking the money. Her name's Anita Pedime. Pedime? She works at a clerk at Palm Beach County in Florida. And back in October of 2013, she started embezzling money. She was pocketing the $75 fee that strippers pay for their adult entertainment license. Who knew?
Oh. Wow.
Who knew about having to get an adult entertainment license?
I did not know. Did they make that so that the cops can be like, let me see your license?
The first ones started that were here in San Francisco.
Oh, you had to get one of those here?
Yeah, they started like, I don't know if it was a union or some kind of thing. The girls up the street started that.
Just so no bimbo off the street could walk in and start entertaining men? Only licensed professionals?
There's something... I forget how it works, but like you sign up when you go stripping at a club, you sign up to be an independent contractor, and you have to have a license, and it's a whole thing.
Oh.
Who knew?
I didn't.
Oh, I did.
Looks
well,
like you do.
Yeah. That is all.
Why you... Don't look at me. I'm not starting anything on a Tuesday morning.
Co-worker finally noticed last November after an investigation. Her supervisors figured out she'd embezzled more than $27,000 of the $75 stripper fee.
Wow. A lot of strippers in
license
Florida,
fee.
Huh?
Yeah, well.
A lot of strip clubs. Orange Blossom Trail.
If that's a reasonable rate compared to California's prices.
What do they pay in California, Yuzette?
What did you say it was?
$75 for Florida.
You have to renew that every year, or is it just one time?
I don't know about that. It might have been $25. I can't remember.
You pay it every year?
I don't remember.
New license every year?
I don't remember.
What do you mean remember?
I don't remember the whole situation.
She was arrested last week for grand theft, fraud, and misconduct. Anyway, she said to her bosses she'd taken the money because of her husband's Home Depot problem.
Lame.
Well, it is a thing.
Apparently.
How much work do you guys do at the house? They must see you coming at Home Depot.
Yeah, we're into Home Depot a lot.
Right?
Yep. I'll go there just for fun. Oh, we're near Home Depot. Let's go in.
I mean, how deep into the Husky collection are you guys?
The tools?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All of it, right?
We have a whole Home Depot in our backyard.
I mean,
basically,
when the new set comes out, John's probably at the door.
Well,
open,
I gotta
open,
get
open,
the new
open, 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 right. Open, open.
His nose on the door.
Open. Right?
Yeah, he.
It's a collector's edition of wrenches. I must get them now.
Right.
Sarah, I saw this guy and was like, oh, Sarah would eat this guy right up.
Oh, what is it?
Would eat him right up.
Why?
He wouldn't stand a chance. There's a ghost lobster that was hauled from the ocean off of Maine.
A ghost lobster?
Some lobsters are red, some are blue, some are half blue, half orange. This lobster recently pulled out of the water was translucent.
Oh.
Does that sound delicious to you?
Is that like a albino?
Kind of.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. It's a trip. You could like see right through it.
Send you a picture. Yeah. I bet you'd want to eat him right down,
well,
wouldn't you?
Sure. I mean, let's cook him up. See
Do
if
you just like. Can you smell the butter?
I can't really tell from this black and white.
Here's
photo.
Him standing next to a friend. Would you rather eat him or his friend?
I'll eat either one of them. He's bigger, so I guess I'll take him. That's crazy.
Creepier though.
Yeah, that's pretty creepy. I do like the darker color. It looks more normal.
Do you go for the dark guy then?
Yeah.
All right. That sounds good.
I'll eat any lobster, though.
Did you say they threw him back in the water?
They did throw him back in because apparently he was a she and she was pregnant.
Oh. Which, they want more lobsters in the future.
Gotta keep having the lobsters.
Yeah.
How about a fast fact?
I'll love a fast fact,
fast,
Vinny.
Fast.
The Isley Brothers are the only group or artist who've had a top 50 Billboard hit in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
And if they get a hit with some of the stuff they're doing with Santana, didn't he just do a project with them and his wife? And
wait,
that's
that
right,
would be the
team.
Sarah. The Isley Brothers?
The Isley Brothers.
Oh, can you say that again?
The Isley Brothers are the only group or artist who've had a top 50 Billboard hit in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Power of Peace.
Right.
Album coming
they
out.
They get it. And what... What number
they
did it
also,
have to get to?
One of the guys sang on his most recent album, I think it's Santana 4, they did like two songs on that album as well. So, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal. We all know him. He's a basketball player.
Shaq.
He only hit one three-pointer in his 21-year NBA career.
Really?
It was in his fourth season. He got one and then never got another one again. He also was really bad at free throws, like to the point where people would just go, dude, you're a basketball player and you make millions. Learn to make that one shot.
Right.
Practice. Hack-a-Shaq came out of that because he couldn't make those shots. They'd just foul him.
Oh.
And then he'd go up there and flub the shot and everyone would laugh and laugh and laugh. Dude. Granny shot the thing. Throw it under.
Right.
I mean,
whatever you
got to
do.
It. Whatever.
How funny.
God.
So he must have been really good at other things then.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's good at dunking, but I guess it's between his height and his big lappy hands, he just couldn't get the ball in.
<That's> pretty funny.
Sheesh. Our text
one
number is
3-pointer.
1 3-pointer in his whole 21-year career.
Wasn't his strong suit,
you
Vin.
You think at some point, right. I don't know, wherever, Milwaukee, wherever team you're playing, you just start hucking for him.
Right.
Anyway, did I say the number?
No.
800-400-3697 is the number if you want to text in. We love hearing from you guys.
Yep.
Sarah, you're crazy. Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is way better than the first one.
Oh, I didn't think so.
You didn't?
Not at all.
Huh.
I thought it was, you had moments. I thought it was, you know, funny at times, but I really liked the first one.
All right. I had hypermesis like Princess Kate. It means you vomit and feel nauseated nonstop 24/7. You feel like absolute hell. I felt like that till I delivered.
Oh, wow. That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's why I only had one child.
Mm.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to go through that again. Awful.
I can see also what my kid has said some things recently as she's playing with the boundaries where I'm like, oh, you would never get a sister. You will never. Like in my head, I'm all, oh, the things you. They talk back. They are really something else.
It is weird how they're their own person and have their own opinions. The older they get, the more opinions they have.
Be quiet, Dad. I'm talking. I was like, what did you just say to me?
Then what happened?
And then what happened?
And then her mom took over because I was like, I'm going to make this kid walk home.
What did the mom do?
Talk to her and hugged her and all the new agey stuff.
Yuck.
Moms do. Oh my god. For a second though, I hot flashed at my dad and how he would just swing back and swat me. I was like, wow, that's why he did that.
I can totally see it now. I can't do that, right?
Wow.
Okay.
Anyway, Rachel was at Beach Yoga too. Ask Hooman
again?
About Rachel, says 415.
Where's Rachel?
Well, don't always have that ready.
Where's Rachel?
So she's the one that told me about this yoga thing, outdoor yoga.
She invited you to it.
Well, she's the one that told me about it originally. So she wasn't going to go to this one. She's the one that connected me with everybody. So I called up Sara and I said, hey, do you want to do this yoga with me? It's so great doing yoga and watching the sunset into the ocean. And she said, yeah. And then when Rachel found out that we were going, she's like, I don't want FOMO. So she bought a ticket and showed up.
Fear of missing out.
Oh, right.
I don't want FOMO.
I forget what that... I never use it.
Why not? Such an
Someone had
term.
To explain it to me, so now I remember it. People who have the
Should
fear of missing
off.
Out.
Is it really okay to admit to FOMO?
Yeah, people admit to it all the time. Yeah.
Really?
I gotta go to that.
Like, I'll be at a party and then,
I don't
like,
want to hear about it later. Then
right, that's how I felt Instagrable. About going to... I think I was telling Hooman or Bryn... That's how I felt about Outside Lands this year. Mm. I had this fear. Oh, after hearing about Bottle Rock, how much fun you guys all had.
It was incredible.
Right?
Anyone that missed it
and
really
so
missed
I
out.
I went, man, I don't want to miss out on Outside Lands this year. And I'm so glad that I went.
I'm so glad we had the opportunity to escort you all around the
Thank
entire
you.
Outside Lands, Bryn and I.
Yay!
Coming up in the celebrity trash, I got the top albums in the country. I got Sharon Osbourne yapping.
I can't wait to hear about this.
She
got the
is
death
yapping.
From Steely Dan and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.